Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Bolton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greenwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Thurman. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Burks goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Marshall trying to get to home. Thurman throws the ball into McFarlane who tags Marshall who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to second. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pecota hits a line drive beyond short. Nairing can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McFarlane scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nairing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nairing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nairing strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Nairing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nairing is 0 for 1 in the game. Nairing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. 1 out. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarland hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Steve Crawford now pitching. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a line drive for a single. Brunansky moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive for a single. Brunansky moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Tim Nehring. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Marshall scores. Peña moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Peña moves to third. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Rivera now playing shortstop. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aquino now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks is hit by the pitch. Clark moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Burks moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Quintana now playing first base. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball for a single. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota bunts towards the mound. Hesketh fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to third. Moorman moves to second. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shumpert strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 4 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Clark hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burks hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thurman strikes out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quintana hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Thurman. Quintana reaches second base with a double. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quintana moves to third. 1 out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Magnant now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moorman strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Pecota moves to third. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pecota scores. Stillwell moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hesketh fires to first and picks off Shumpert. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-4 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Stillwell scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Warren Cromarty pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Eisenreich moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-4 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eisenreich scores. Cromarty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Brian McRae pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gibson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.